Hold on a second.
I like
hold
this, though.
Hold on. What the hell?
It's like over the house.
Comes in, and then the guy just walks in. The dude walks in.
That's Jimmy.
Jimmy brought me a sandwich, though. That was very nice. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you doing? Sorry, I didn't mean to be really rude here.
You just saw,
the door was open.
Now, like Joan a moment ago, when you saw the door open, did you... Wait, now the guy from the upstairs, the title company, Bob's brother is here. Bob's brother. Bob. What happened to the swipe card?
We're using them to fan ourselves.
Everybody's just walking in.
The door to the studio is open. When the on-air...
What the hell? All right.
When the on-air sign is lit.
Yeah,
that means watch it. Anyway, hi, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Did you spit on Mike's sandwich today?
No, actually, but I did mean to apologize because they were out of wheat, so it's honey oat, which is wheat bread. It's just added on to
Okay. Honey oat rock. Thank you very much.
Right. Remember what I told you.
Same locale thing.
Good boy on the air. Lying about what you did to Mike's sandwich. Whenever you go to get Mike's sandwich, you do what they did in the movie Casino.
Lovely.
At Joe Pesci's place.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, I try to help out the young...
Jimmy, would you like to mow my lawn? Anyway...
Mike, I've already filled it with Fresca.
And then Bob's brother ducked his head in a minute ago. That's three unscheduled visits in the first 10 minutes of the show.
This
correct.
Is like a feature on Captain Kangaroo. You never know who's going to be walking in the studio.
That's right.
I got news for you, though. And I mean this seriously. If anybody wants to come over here and feel this, you can check it out. I have real perspiration under my armpits.
Mm. Well, you press all the buttons and jump around and you're standing.
You want me to lower your lights?
No, I like the lights like they are.
I
hey, B.A.
I bet that. It help you out.
Hey, B.A., want to come feel my B.O.?
No, I don't. I can smell it.
You cannot smell it. Hey, and who's wearing the stretchy pants today? Beth Ann's wearing the black stretchy pants
today.
Hey.
I feel like...
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hey, Mike.
That's my
favorite. I didn't feel like laundering last night.
So, how do those pants feel?
I missed my other pants, but I'm glad I wore these today because it would be really hot in here.
Yeah, you had on those gold corduroys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think the gold corduroys are doing right now? Having a meeting of mold? Do you think it's a mildew?
I think they're walking my dog.
They're dancing in her apartment right now.
The pants you wore
dancing
today.
To the music, Mike.
The pants you wore today are hot in their own way. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, buddy.
It's goofy in here today. It is flat out goofy in here.
I'll tell you this, that besides American Idol, I think I've saved my cat's life.
Oh!
I think so. Oh, wow. The thing is that she went out... Oh, come on now, Mike. I know you want me to either kill the cat or give the cat away. Don't do the eyebrow thing. You know. Come on.
No, I'm happy. Anytime a pet is saved, member of the family.
All I know is that I got home last night after that the chat with my child bride about the cat. Mm-hmm. She wants to get rid of the cat because the cat keeps peeing in her shoe room.
Right.
The cat only pees in the shoe room. She can't figure out it's because the cat's mad at her. So what she wants to do is just lock the cat into a laundry room for days on end.
Mm-hmm.
She went out yesterday, went to the vet, bought all this pheromone crap, bought a new litter box. Hooray, the cat is peeing in the new litter box.
Yay.
So the cat, I believe, has a day of execution from staying in the laundry
Thank
room.
Goodness. That's a happy ending. That's the way it should end up.
I know a lot of you lost sleep about that last night. That's why I was able to come strong to the microphone with that information.
I was thinking of how I could make a pitch for the cat and how I could, but there's no way that I could have gotten it done because you'd see right through it.
As a matter of fact, if Miss Lucky is listening, there is someone here at the station who I know, like, and trust who has offered to take the kitty.
Yep.
Johnny Norman, our production guy, has offered. He has cats that that are also declawed.
He has a cat farm, actually. He raises hundreds of cats.
That's true.
And he makes beautiful, beautiful accessories.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
not out of cats.
You know, and Mike, I was thinking about...
Sometimes Buzz really gets me. Were you being serious?
He doesn't have hundreds of cats. He has quite a lot of
cats. How many cats do you have, John?
Well, we have four that live in the house, and I think there's like 10 or 12 that live out in the backyard that are feral.
What does feral mean?
Wild.
Wild.
He's a sports
really?
Guy.
Non-domestic.
You know what it means?
Yeah, gotta be out there. Yeah, come on.
No, you know what feral means? Hilarity.
Oh, really?
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell.
Jesus, that many cats?
Going to get John to skin some cats and make you a vest. Make you a cat skin vest that you can wear on your new motorcycle.
John's not going to skin any cats.
That'll look cool, man, but I'm... I'm Mr. Cool today.
But yeah, Mike's got his fat boy downstairs today.
Yeah, man, I'm doing it today.
Now, I know there's always a race at the end of the show. Incidentally, it's turned into a race between Mike and the clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It used to be a race with all of us.
Oops. But we don't stand a chance against Mike.
Hold on, hotline. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Oh, you said if I was listening, so I am listening.
Oh, I found, if you do want to give up on the cat, John Norman,
wait,
you know Johnny,
I never wanted to give up on the cat. I just wanted to follow the vet's instructions.
Well, I don't want the cat locked up. Mm-hmm. If you still think we should lock the cat up, we can give the cat to John and Kelly.
That's very generous of them to offer to take a cat with an incontinence problem who's 13 years old.
See the way
I'm not sure it's an incontinence problem.
I could say the same thing about your mom.
She has no problem.
I know, I'm kidding. I mean, I could say the same. You
she
know, that's just whether it's a person or an animal.
Right.
It's a heartless thing. You know, well, she's 13 with incontinence. Yes. So what? So we should throw her out on the street?
I'm not throwing her. Sugar, you are the one.
You're locking her in the laundry room, and the incontinence, honey, is only in your shoe.
Hey, how about I take the cat for a ride on my Harley?
You know, I was thinking yesterday.
What?
A little helmet?
Yeah, a little bitty helmet, a little cat helmet. That would be cool.
What were you thinking, honey?
An error calling you Dr. Doolittle, because you don't do anything about the cat. I should call you.
See, I am Dr. Doolittle, because I do little.
No, you're Dr. Do-nothing.
Preeti, you totally ignored my suggestion of a ride on the Harley on the back of the Harley.
You're explaining my little joke.
You're
Dr. Do-nothing. That's what I've just said.
Okay. Listen, here's all I do with the cat. You're right. Focus. Exactly. I don't scoop up the poop. You're right, I don't. Yeah. However, what I do is I spend time with the cat. Now, we've had this discussion before.
Quality time.
I get out the peanut butter.
But what hasn't been
I lay on the floor, and
right.
Boy, does that cat purr. No, my wife was amazed to find out that when I come home sometimes at the end of a long day.
But she, like me, must be disappointed in your loving because she is still, you know, acting out.
She, like you, disappointed in my loving.
Because she's still in a bad mood. We have a lot in common. I offered a little rolling around on the floor with you the other day anyway. But... See, if you were so affectionate and she was so happy with your affection, she wouldn't have this issue, would she?
So this means you're going to be coming into work with, like, yellow sneakers.
Listen, my only point is that I'm affectionate with the cat. That when I come home from work, the cat lays on the ground and does that thing, like, come over here and pay attention to the
motor.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not enough, and she slept between my legs last night. Anyway, I'm trying to do better with her.
Oh, God.
She slept between your legs. Baby.
Hey.
Baby.
Johnny Carson did a joke like that.
Yeah, I know.
You're the one who shuts her out of our bedroom at night. I let her in so that she can sleep with us. I'm hoping that she's happier because, obviously, the little bit of rolling around on the floor is not cutting it.
Right. Okay. Well, either way, the cat is not going to stay in the laundry room over the Memorial Day weekend.
Seems to me both of you are turning your household upside down for an unaffectionate animal. Oh, no, they're full of love. And they're smart. That cat purrs like my Harley Davidson motorcycle.
And thank you again for my the comment on my prowess in the bedroom. I appreciate that.
That's my version of peeing on your shoes. I'm sorry.
I understand. All right, baby. Don't worry about it.
All right.
But really, we can't lock the cat in the laundry room.
Well, really, we're having, as we often do, an argument for no reason because hopefully she's worked out her problem anyway.
Oh, probably she's worked out her
problem solved.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
As far as we know.
All right,
okay.
Good.
Amen. All right. And I guess the only real question in our house is, how is it that your mom is drinking so much coffee?
I don't see that. I think it's all in your imagination because I never see her drinking coffee.
You were down there yesterday morning. Now listen, I don't care about the price of coffee. I really don't. I let my mother-in-law drink all that she likes. We have a coffee machine that grounds up the beans when you press the button, and it gives you a nice big
the cool
hot,
one, right? Yeah. It's a real high-tech
nice,
one.
Nice cup of coffee. It was Monday that I replaced the grounds. Normally, when it's me drinking coffee, I got to do it like once a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
2 days, the thing is full. Absolutely full. I said to Frida, and I said with a smile on my face and a jokey tone in my voice, I said, Frida, mom's got a third leg. She is going to actually put us out of business with all this coffee consumption.
Keeps that energy up.
Right.
Why don't you, have you asked her how much coffee she drinks?
No, I don't want to ask her. Why don't you ask her? She's your mom.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't even care.
Well, why don't you ask her?
But I don't care.
Is she there? Would you ask her for me?
Well, let me see. Hang on a second.
Put it up in her room. You hear like the series of 15 locks being opened.
I hope you don't hear the sound of the handcuffs.
Oh, anyway, she's listening. So she
and the leg cuffs coming off.
What's she doing?
She's watching a movie.
Ah.
She's watching a movie. How much coffee do you drink? My husband's curious.
I drink 2 cups of half. I don't think.
Okay.
Whatever.
You drink 2 cups of coffee in the morning. Is that it? That's it.
2 a day.
Okay, well, then, I know. But 2 cups. Good. All right, thank you. 2 cups.
Okay, well then I don't then the Easter Bunny must be coming in.
No, coffee fairy. It's the cat that explains the pee.
Yeah,
they're little cups.
It's a hyper cat.
They're little cups. Are they little cups like your cup?
No, they're the small ones. She doesn't like. There's a double button on that machine. She's telling me she doesn't hit the double button.
Okay. All right. Fine. Then we've solved the cat riddle. We've solved the coffee riddle.
Cat's drinking the coffee too.
The cat is obviously drinking the coffee. And that's why she's peeing. That's why she's peeing. And darling, how did you feel when Carrie Underwood won last night?
I was quite surprised. As a person who never watches that show, I had only gone on your say-so, and I must say, you aren't the guru I thought you were. You were my American Idol mentor, and you let me down.
Yeah, when that Dizzy Broad won.
Yeah.
Although I did have a good time, so look at her. She can't even be a pro. Look at that. She can't be a goddamn pro. She just won this show, and she's going to fall apart.
So that's what I thought. It was your guy. You wanted Bo, and if Bo didn't win, you were going to run Carrie down.
No, if Carrie,
you were disappointed.
If Carrie Underwood had come out and done a decent performance, like she just won the biggest thing of her life, I would have said, good for her.
She's everybody's next-door neighbor girl.
No. You had a bad attitude about that whole show. You didn't like all the hoopla ahead of time. You're complaining to me, who never watches it, like I defend the show, which I don't because I don't even watch it.
Oh, you're right. At about 8:10, when they started like showing the reruns of the old people that had sucked, I said to Frieda, this is like the Super Bowl, where they run 3 hours of crap for people who normally don't watch football.
I did say last night, you know, my God, how many commercials in the 2 days of this show? And I know we're nobody to talk on this show, but the fact is...
Sure we are, Mike.
Jesus. I mean, it was amazing.
We're proud to run almost... Well, do you want me to say that? Almost 20 minutes of commercials an hour.
It seems fair to me.
Proud.
Well, I like the way we cluster ours better.
Why don't you focus on the 40 minutes of content per hour?
Yeah, that's the thing. Your content in the commercials is a little better than that is.
Okay, so you were not surprised. You were surprised. You were disappointed.
I was extremely surprised because I listened to you.
Would you buy a record from either of those people?
Sugar Bear, I don't even...